It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Wednesday is brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company for all of your truck needs. Well, as we mentioned earlier in the show, he's got a birthday today. He's been a guest on the show. Really nice dude. Cool guy. Great career. 76 today. One Ronnie McDowell. Ronald Dean McDowell, to be precise. Charted more than 30 top 40 hits. Two of his singles, Older Women, which we played, and You're Gonna Ruin My Bad Reputation, hit number one on the charts. But the one that started it for him, and yesterday we were on a bit of an Elvis kick with Trump visiting Graceland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go back to the year
1977.
And the song.
Now the king is gone.
Ronnie McDowell.
And oh, what a reign.
1977. The king is gone. Outright a tribute to Elvis, who had died right before this song's release. Here's the story behind it, too. So Elvis passing away August 16th, 1977. And when Ronnie heard the news in his little hometown of Portland, Tennessee, he immediately put pen to paper. With no career or real writing experience behind him to speak of, he went ahead and wrote this heartfelt tribute to his idol, Elvis Presley, who he had never met or actually ever seen in concert personally. But he wrote it in just a few hours there, and a few days later, his wife Karen basically wrote some hot checks of about $2,800 worth to pay for Ronnie to get in the studio and record the song.
Oh.
So he gets in that morning, records the song, and then takes five acetates, which is basically a rough vinyl record, to a radio station. And they're like, I mean, you got to think, this captivated and decimated the nation on the news of Elvis passing. And within a couple of hours, that radio station played it, and then other radio stations were saying, hey, we need a copy of this. And then it just spread. Pop stations are playing it, blues stations are playing it, country stations were playing it.
It was kind of like going viral, but without a TikTok dance.
All on hot checks, no less.
Go Karen.
Although the record sold like a million copies in just 3 weeks, it peaked only at number 13 on the charts. It would take Ronnie another 4 years to finally get a number one right there. But with the success of this, a couple of things happened. First of all, Ronnie McDowell became a name. Second of all, he was branded immediately as an Elvis imitator. In fact, so much so, and this didn't come out too long after Elvis's passing, they rushed this to TV. It was the movie Elvis, starring Kurt Russell as Elvis. It's actually pretty good.
Kurt is so cute.
Well, Ronnie provided the vocals for Elvis in that. Well, and then that Elvis imitator moniker became even stronger. But it did get him a spot on American Bandstand and then on to a stellar career that is still very much going strong. Good friend of the show, happy birthday, Ronnie.
I was barely 6 years old when I first heard him sing. And somehow I knew from that moment on that it would be a lifetime thing.